southwestern corner of South Asia is our GeoQuiz destination today. We want you to name a province in Pakistan. Your main clue is that the provincial capital is Karachi. And here's another. The provincial government just decided to make Chinese language classes mandatory for school children there. So, which Pakistani province are we talking about? The answer and more on those Chinese classes just ahead. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We asked you to name a Pakistani province for today's GeoQuiz. It's the one that has Karachi as its capital. The answer is Sindh, S-I-N-D-H. Officials there have decided to make Chinese language instruction mandatory in schools. The goal is to have all students there, ages 10 and up, attending Chinese classes by 2013. Harun Rashid is senior editor of the BBC's Urdu section in Islamabad. He says the decision reflects a strong relationship between Pakistan and China.
You know, China is one of the biggest trading partners of Pakistan. And whenever Pakistan was in dire straits, China has helped Pakistan return to normalcy or stand on its feet. And President Zardari has made it a habit as well that every 3 months he goes to China for furthering cooperation between the two countries.
You know, fair enough, Harun, but to take, you know, probably what's going to be 5 hours a week and tell children that they've got to learn this new language, a rather complicated language. I mean, critics of the plan say it's innately political. Maybe you can tell us how.
Yeah, it is. It is, in a way, trying to show China or trying to woo China more towards Pakistan as it emerges as an international economic giant. So it is for that reason that Pakistan needs China more than maybe China needs Pakistan.
Is there a sense, too, Harun, that Pakistan has such tough relations with the U.S. and India right now that they figure they ought to cozy up with some big, important, powerful country? So how about China?
Yeah, of course, that is one of the reasons. So on political front, yes, China might support Pakistan as it has done over the years. But because Pakistan is a very small market compared to the United States or India, I think people here quite frankly know that China would always be listening to India and the United States more than Pakistan.
Is there a sense that this program could expand to the entire country? Could all 10-year-olds in Pakistan start learning Chinese?
I doubt that it can happen so quickly because the decision that has been announced would take 2 years to implement. And finding the right teachers, the right equipment, and the right infrastructure would take some time. Another problem is that by 2013, we will have new elections, so People's Party would not be in power. So it remains to be seen whether the next government that comes into power stick to this decision, or would they, because political parties in Pakistan have their inclinations. Some are more pro-Saudi Arabian, some are more pro-Iranian, and some are more Chinese. So it will have to be seen whether the political party that comes to power in the next general elections in 2013, whether they stick to this decision or not.
So English is currently the language of instruction in Pakistan, right?
No, Urdu is basically, but in Sindh province, yeah, the national language here is Urdu, which is taught in all the educational institutions of Pakistan. But apart from Urdu, English is a compulsory subject and also their local Sindhi language. So students will already be learning three languages, and if Chinese is made the fourth one, it will be, some say, an extra burden on some students as well. So they are asking to make this subject not compulsory but optional to help these students select the language that they want.
Harun Rashid, senior editor with the BBC's Urdu section in Islamabad. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.